the Walt and Keith's podcast.
Okay, episode 6, begin. I hope you like the new jingle. We had a bit of everything going there. We had wolves, chimps.
Do we have wolves?
The wolves are the... I heard a very good saying the other day.
Go on.
The saying was, the lion and the tiger may be the king of the jungle, but nobody, but the wolf is never in the circus, or something along
those
lines.
Helps if you know the saying.
Yeah, I don't know the saying. Possibly just made that up. Okay, episode 6. Welcome back to the viewers. I'm just looking around and still doing all right. We've had well over 2,000 downloads.
That's pretty good.
In fact, nearly 3,000.
That's good.
Yeah, so people are listening to it.
That's like all of Preston.
I don't think anyone in Preston listens to it.
I don't think so. So what's been going on this week? What have you
Garner.
Done?
This week I've been down
Garner?
On Dartmoor.
What are you doing?
Navigating in the dark.
Use your night vision
compass.
Goggles.
No night vision. Just your compass.
Yeah.
Old school.
Yeah.
Using the stars. The stars which are burning in the sky.
Were you doing each other's horoscopes?
I thought you were going to say something else. No. Do you know how to find the North Star?
The brightest one.
Yeah, but there's quite a few bright stars in the sky.
Look north.
No, there's a thing called the plow.
Oh, yeah, I know
the
plow.
Plow, and it's like...
I've seen that
like
before.
It's like second one up, and it's an easy way of following the plow.
I've seen that with him before.
Yep. Training, dieting, fighting tomorrow.
Fighting?
Yep.
Kind of fight.
Mixed martial arts.
Ooh.
Inter-club.
You mean UFC?
Yeah, well, mixed martial arts. UFC's the league.
I know. Run you up.
It's like saying, oh, so you play Premier League, do you?
Where are you fighting?
Leeds. Yep.
Oh, shit.
You've just pulled the microphone stand out. How's your week been?
Been good.
Yeah.
I've had a few essays back.
Oh, you did really well, didn't you?
Yeah, I did good.
Got first?
Yeah. And then I've been doing a bit of investing.
Ah.
Oh.
First topic. Tell the listeners about what you've just invested in. Bearing in mind he's 18 years old and he's a little turd.
Yeah, but it could all go wrong. I've just invested in a Chinese electric car company. So it's a Chinese company called Kandi. On the stock market, it's KNDI. Anyone wants to invest? And it makes small little electric cars. Basically, it's a copy of a smart car, but it's fully electric.
Yeah.
And in China, there's massive international pressure on China to cut all the smog and, you know, the emissions.
Yeah, I think, aren't they like the biggest carbon footprint on the planet?
Yeah. So there's huge. Everyone wants them to cut down. So, I've thought. Me and a good friend thought, what's gonna boom in the next few years in China?
Electric cars. Yeah.
Which
logical.
They're already subsidizing. They're already subsidizing people who buy electric cars. And this company, Kandi, it's a copy of a smart car. And it started this, you know, Boris bikes in London.
Are they the ones that you just park up,
yeah,
pay a bit of money and you can just go around on them?
Yeah. Well, they've started Boris bikes, but for like these electric cars.
Nice.
So instead of getting a taxi, you just hop in a little smart car.
Nice.
And go to wherever you go. So hopefully they might come big, but they're quite cheap shares at the minute, so it should be good.
That's good.
Yeah. So portfolio.
That's good. That's good. That's really.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah. How much money did you put down on it?
I put in 1,500 quid.
1,500 quid.
Yeah.
Have you spoke to mum and dad about that?
Yeah.
And they encourage you.
Yeah.
Like you've got Jordan the money Belfort. To lose. What, you snorting cocaine out of fuckers' arses? That's what he did.
He was a penny broker. He was basically a scam artist.
He made a lot of money.
From penny stocks. Yeah, but he lost it all.
Yeah.
He did illegal stuff. But he basically, there's little companies who go public so you can buy shares.
Yeah.
And they're worth so little that each share is like a penny or a few cents, whatever.
There's actually never any stock, is there? They just sell
stocks.
It on and on.
Yeah, basically. And the one thing is most penny stocks go to zero eventually, which helps. But I think, I'm not sure, but I think they basically made people buy made it think that they were going to do well, and then knowing that it wasn't anything, and then profited off that, profit off them falling. Because there's something called shorting, which is betting that it'll go down.
Yeah.
Instead of going up. So there's longing and shorting, and bull and, you know, whatever.
What, is this a part of buying stocks and shares as well? Apple,
yeah.
Make the iPhone, yeah. Mac, all that.
Yeah.
MacBook. Say, just before the release of the iPhone 6 or 7,
yeah.
You could buy a lot of shares.
Yeah.
Are they pretty much going to go up when the iPhone 7 is released, because obviously all the money just going back into the company, or does it not work like that?
Well, it's literally like, it's demand and supply. So if there's a sudden influx in the demand for shares, which might be, yeah, because Apple shares are in demand because they've just announced a new iPhone and it's successful. But it's more in terms of if they announce large profits, it means the company's doing well. So the demand for their shares goes up, therefore the price goes up. So like Amazon at the minute, I think its shares went up by 30% or something.
So if you'd have put $3 in, you'd have got $9 back.
No, 30% increase.
Sorry, you'd have got a dollar back.
Yeah, but if you we're talking like millions.
That's pretty amazing, isn't it?
But that's if you sell. You buy and sell. If you don't sell, you don't make anything. It's a case of coming out. It's a case of selling when the price is right.
Buy low, sell high. I've always said it.
Yeah.
Okay, let's get onto the news.
Business.
Yeah, that's good, that. Yeah. You have to see it. Let me know how that goes. Roger. I might have a bit of cash for you to throw your way.
Have a look at the app. You'll have a stocks app on your phone. You
stocks
just
and shares. The Dow Jones or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
The Dow, is it?
I don't know.
See in the paper a lot.
Yep.
The centenary of Gallipoli.
Oh, yeah.
Gallipoli?
With the Anzacs in Turkey.
Yeah.
Was it Turkey?
I don't actually know about
it. Yeah, the Aussies and the Kiwis.
Yeah.
So, God bless all the lost Australian and New Zealand
what
soldiers.
What was Gallipoli about? Was it the Ottoman Empire?
Yeah. And
was it that the Armenian massacre?
World War One, in Turkey.
Yeah. So, who was fighting against who?
Basically, the Turkish. Was it the Turkish? The Turkish versus Australia on behalf of us.
Oh, right. So it was Australian.
I think the Gallipoli campaign. Yeah, it was pretty. Sorry. It is Turkey. It was Turkish.
Yeah. Ottoman, that's what they were called, wasn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. And basically, in a nutshell, the British were there as well.
Yeah.
But it was mainly the Australia. And they had a horrific. They took massive losses.
Yeah.
Gallipoli Peninsula, which is in now modern day Turkey.
Right.
And it was amphibious landings. And basically they just had a really hard time and they lost a lot of soldiers. The campaign is often considered as marking the birth of national consciousness in Australia and New Zealand, and the date of the landing, 25th April, is known as Anzac Day, which is the most significant commemoration of military casualties and veterans in those two countries, surpassing Remembrance Day, which is Armistice Day.
Yeah. Well, so was Turkey on the side of the, what were they called, the Weichmacht, were they? What were they?
On the
German
side of the Germans, yeah. I don't know.
Austria-Hungary.
World
War One is pretty complex.
Yeah, my history in that part of World War One.
I did it in GCSE history, and it was interesting, but it was, I don't know, it seemed to me more of like a old school war.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like it was a, World War Two. You can like relate to like what happened there and why people went to war and stuff. World War One was just kind of, it was cousins, weren't it? Fighting against cousins. Like I think the German, what were they called? The German heads of state.
Kaisers. Was
Kaisers.
It?
The Kaiser was cousins with the British monarchy. Well, I think, was it George the Fifth or whatever?
I don't know.
And they were all cousins.
I know.
The Russian.
Do you know what caused World War One? The assassination of who?
Franz Ferdinand.
Archduke Franz Ferdinand. In what country?
Bosnia.
In Sarajevo, was it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
By the Black Hand Gang.
The Black Hand Gang?
Yeah. And what was he called?
I don't know.
Are you going to Google that and make sure I'm right?
The Black Hand Gang?
Yeah, they were like a really left-wing.
You could be right there. The Black Hand Gang.
Assassination. And I can't remember his name. I didn't know it. Assassination of Franz Ferdinand.
Black Hand Gang.
Am I right?
Serbia. You're right.
Am I right?
Yeah.
And what was his name?
His name
Gavrilo Princip.
Gavrilo Princip. He was the guy who threw the grenade on the car.
Yeah.
Bloody hell.
Miss Foster.
Hell of a way to go. Yeah. Little Miss Foster. She was always funny. History teacher. She knew her stuff.
I know. I quite like Miss Foster.
Yeah, she was sound. You didn't, considering she was a 4 foot woman, she took no shit, did she?
No.
Like, you'd misbehave in loads of people's classes.
Loads of people said loads of shit about her, but then you actually had her, and she was...
Nobody ever dissed her, though, did they? No one ever messed around in her classes.
No. She's got... I liked history. I like history.
Also, on the news, 1,000 people killed in an earthquake in Nepal.
That's not good. Although it's not... No, I shouldn't say that.
I'm going to
say it's not as bad as...
Oh, yeah, it's not as bad. I know what you're going to say. It's not as bad as when bloody 70,000 died and stuff like that.
Yeah, exactly. But it's still... Have you seen that? There's that famous... I'm sure I saw it. It must have been like Michael Palin. He went to Kathmandu and there's that little circle. Oh, that little circle thing with a little statue.
Yeah.
And it's like really famous. Like it's like a building.
Yeah.
And like you see it a lot and it's been like knocked down. It's been... It's all come down.
Oh, right.
Not good. And people died in Everest, didn't they? 8 people died in Everest from
Everest is
an avalanche.
Hot property right now.
What do you mean?
In terms of, like, the Earth's movement.
Yeah. Because you'll always have, like, earthquakes on, like, huge mountain ranges, because that's what they are, isn't it? Isn't it, like, the fault lines? The
tectonic plates and that.
And they push up, don't they, against each other, making mountains.
Everest. I would love to climb Mount Everest. I read a book by Bear Grylls.
Yeah. Didn't he go up it on a finger?
Yeah, no, he went above it on one of them para-like things.
Yeah.
Parachute.
Micro-light sort of thing.
Powered by like a fan.
Yeah.
But he never actually flew over it, but he flew as high as it.
Yeah.
Bear Grylls broke his back in a parachuting accident.
Yeah. It wasn't in the SAS.
Yeah, and then he left the army. Then he came back, and then he jumped on an expedition. He did a few mountains, got himself fit again, and then went up Everest. That's pretty impressive, that.
Saying you broke your back.
Yeah.
He must have told him, like, you're probably not going to walk.
Yeah, for a year he couldn't walk or something. It's an amazing book. If you ever get a chance, read, is it Mud, Sweat and Tears?
Yeah.
About Bear Grylls. It's absolutely brilliant.
Quite cool.
Quite an inspiring book as well.
Yeah.
And getting up Everest is not... Like,
you got to have people with you, haven't you?
Yeah, it's a massive operation to get up. You don't just go
it costs
up.
Like, it costs like, doesn't it cost like 60,
you know, right,
70
basically
grand?
Everest is broken down into like camps.
Yeah, base camp.
Your base camp is right at the bottom. Even most people never get up to base camp.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm just watching Lionel Messi dribbling on the ball. It's a thing of beauty.
He's put football on in the background.
Yeah. So you've got base camp. Yeah. And then you have like camp one, camp two. I think there's four camps up to the summit.
Yeah.
And what you have to do before the season opens, the Sherpas, who are like the local people who are like absolute mountaineering ninjas.
Well, I went up.
What are you going to say? You went up what?
No, but I met a Sherpa.
What, in Nepal?
No, in Helvet on Helvellyn.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
There was a bloke with like two other guys. They looked like they had good equipment and stuff.
Yeah.
And he's like, he's not from around here.
He's just practicing.
He's a Sherpa practicing for...
Yeah, so what they do, they start off, and in about halfway up, no, in fact, about a quarter of the way up, there's a lot of crevasses.
Yeah. Is that where they put the ladders over there?
And they put ladders over it. Their job is to rope it all up. It's so dangerous.
Have you ever seen that GoPro? You know the GoPros? The little
when he falls down it?
No, no. Oh, there's one of that, I think, as well. But there's like GoPro footage, and they wear them, and they're going over these ladders, and you watch it, and you're like... You like feet go.
Oh, we'll have to put a link of that, and that's them climbing over the crevasses.
Yeah, because you just see them like hold the ropes, and then there's just a...
Well, they can move at any time, so it's really dangerous. But they put all the lines in for the tourists.
How do they do that?
Because they like kind of lead.
They must lead the ladders down over.
Yeah, so basically they create the ladders. They lay the ladders down, and then they lay the lines like the ropes up, so that the tourists can just clip in.
Yeah,
it makes their lives a lot easier, especially that starting.
Yeah.
So what you do, say you get up to base camp.
Yeah.
You have to spend a few weeks in base camp to get your body to acclimatise. You're so high up, the oxygen's so thin that you can die up there.
Jesus.
And because it's so remote, you could die, and it's an absolute epic to get your body away.
That's well, they don't, do they?
Well, no, not if you start getting higher up. They just can't move you.
Yeah.
So you stay up there for a bit. Then you go up to Camp One. Camp One. You spend the night up in Camp One. Then you come back down.
Yeah.
You come back down for a little bit. You go back up again.
Getting your body
used to it. Camp One. Then you go up to Camp Two.
Yeah.
And then you come back down again.
Oh my God.
So you climb Everest nearly four or five times before you finally get to the top.
Because you can't get used to it, can you?
When you get to the penultimate penultimate camp, something ridiculously high up where you need oxygen, if you can't take any water from that final camp to the summit, you don't take any water with you because it's too cold, and you have to take oxygen with you.
Oh my God.
And you literally don't eat or drink for about 36 hours. While you get up because it's so cold and it's called the death zone.
Yeah, yeah, I've heard of it.
And it's like
your body starves itself, doesn't
it? Yeah, it's starving itself. It's killing itself.
Yeah, so you can't live there.
So, and some people can't, if you're not fit enough, or you some people naturally can't adjust to that
altitude. You get altitude sickness, don't you?
Oh, yeah, yeah, but you'll get that well before you get to there. And if you can't, if you can't acclimatized properly, then you won't be going up Everest.
You don't.
And a lot to do with Everest is the weather conditions.
Yeah. Well, K2's worse, don't they?
Yeah, it's harder to climb, apparently. But Everest is, you literally get a few tiny little windows of opportunity to get up there.
Because you just get storms there.
Oh, yeah, otherwise it's suicide. You literally wouldn't be able to get up.
Yeah.
And you've got to take them. You've got to take the chances.
There's a massive problem as well, apparently, with rubbish.
Oh, yeah, it's crap everywhere. I read the article on it.
But you see pictures of people going up it, and there's just garbage bags everywhere. Yeah, rubbish bags. It's weird.
You know how high Everest Base Camp is? You can barely get a helicopter up there.
It's like 10 kilometres or something, aren't it? It's mental.
Oh, it's ridiculous. Yeah, yeah, probably about that.
How high is Everest?
I think it's 28,000 feet high.
What's that in metres?
About 11,000 metres. Let me just tell you here.
Mount Everest is...
it's just under 9,000 metres.
Yeah. Oh, my God. It's 10 kilometres high.
So the summit of Mount Everest is nearly 10 kilometres high.
If you think about walking 10 kilometres.
Well, walking 10 kilometres.
Like directly up.
Well, running, I've run 10K in around just under 40 minutes, and that is really quick.
Yeah.
For your average person, anyway, I'm sure there's some Gucci runners out there who've done it quicker, but if you can run it under 40 minutes, you're going pretty quick.
Run up Everest in under 40 minutes, you're doing it pretty quick.
Now imagine how far you've gone. That's up. How high it is up.
It's mental.
So you've got to have time on your hands to do it.
Yeah, it costs about 60 grand, doesn't it, or something?
I'd love to do it one day.
Yeah. But then there's apparently a big thing with tourist climbers, they call them, I think. Just people, they spend a fortune.
No,
and they
call
just get
them
Sherpas to carry everything for them.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Not the true kind of climbing mountaineers. You get like the posh.
Yeah, yeah.
Not very much experience, just paying loads of money.
The middle class gap year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
you just pay a Sherpa to carry everything for you.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they just walk up it.
Shame, really. I'd love to go up there one day. Chances are I never will.
Well, you can go to places like the Alps and stuff.
Yeah, I'd love to do the
similar
Alps.
Things,
there's loads of amazing mountains up there.
Yeah.
That's one for the listeners. If obviously... A few of the lads I know have been up mountains, but something.
Do you know anyone
who's
climbed Everest?
No, I don't know. Yeah, I do actually. Yeah, I do.
Do you?
Yeah. I don't know him, but I know of him. Yeah. A lad from the forces.
What else has been going on?
A little challenge for anyone. If you've got a little bit, don't take a baby up there, but you've got a teenager.
You want
to get out of the house. It's a good little test for yourself.
What,
go up to the Lake District, not Everest. Go up to the Lake District.
Yeah.
Go and climb a mountain. Go and climb up Helvellyn or Scarfell Pike.
Helvellyn's amazing.
Grasmere.
Yeah.
Old Man of Pike or whatever he's called. Oh, they've just
Old
missed. Man. What's it called?
Trough. I don't know.
Old Man Coniston. The Old Man of Coniston.
There you go.
Some amazing climbs up there.
It's
and
nice
it's
up there
really
as
worth
well.
It. You don't have to be that fit, just one leg in front of each other, all the way to the top. Stop off a few times if you want. Take a little rucksack, sandwiches,
rush.
A few little snacks, plenty
of
water.
I just take loads of pictures.
Waterproofs.
Yeah.
Oh, you've got a cool camera.
Good camera.
Are you going to say?
I use my phone mostly now. It's good. It's the iPhone 6. It's well good at taking pictures.
Like a frigging breeze block.
Chopping board.
Next topic, by the way. Grandad sent us an email.
Did he?
I think, let me just check it. What's your view on... And he enjoyed the last episode. What's your view on capital punishment? As in the death penalty?
In general, I just don't agree with it.
You don't agree with it?
No. I think there's circumstances where you'd think, yeah, he probably shouldn't be alive, but in general, it's best to just outlaw it. Because I don't think, how can you say, don't kill someone or we'll kill you? I don't think it's like, it's a bit, it's not, you're not, you can't take the moral high ground if you're killing people. Mm. And what if you get innocent people? What if someone is found innocent?
Well, I bet that they've killed loads of innocent people.
Yeah, should we shut curtains? That's right.
Why is the people looking in laughing at us? They think we're on X Factor.
It happened the other day.
They think you're singing Adele to your ex into YouTube. Never mind, I'll find someone like you.
I'm going to edit that out.
No, that's I've got a beautiful. I've got the song. I'm the songbird of my generation.
Voice of an angel. I saw a halo just appear above your head.
Face for radio.
Yeah. So capital punishment. Yeah, I don't agree with it. I don't think.
I'd have to say only because I just have a horrible image of me getting framed by some government conspiracy.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing as
like,
well.
Like Will Smith in Enemy of the State.
I've never seen that.
And I'm on the run. Because imagine that. Listen to this, right? How terrifying would that be? Say you're a journalist.
Yeah.
And you're uncovering stuff about the government. What are you doing there? What are you picking?
Just picking my nose.
Stop it. No, not I'm looking straight
nose.
At you.
Go on.
Right. So you're an undercover. You're a journalist, right?
Yeah.
You're snooping around the government.
Yeah.
Around the agencies.
Yeah.
You start asking a few too many questions.
Yeah.
Suddenly, you uncover a piece of information that is going to blow a government party apart. It's like...
Well, it's a bit like the whistleblowers and stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But it's something like a paedophile ring in Westminster.
Yeah, for example.
Right? So you've discovered this. Now, as you've discovered this, the government, this part, political party knows you've discovered it.
Yeah.
So they send these shady ex-soldiers or whoever would do it.
Do you reckon they have that?
Well, you never know.
Well, they do it in Ukraine and...
Yeah. And Russia. Suddenly you get framed for a crime you didn't commit.
Yeah.
This is just a
but it happens in Russia all the time as well.
Yeah, apparently, yeah.
Opposition, journalists.
So you wake up one morning, having been at home all night, playing on your computer or whatever, or watching TV, reading a book. You wake up in the morning, the police barge through the door and arrest you.
Yeah.
Take you to the police station. You've been framed for murder. You know you haven't committed murder.
Yeah.
But there's overwhelming evidence to suggest you did it. Like they've taken your fingerprints, they've put blood on your clothing, they've planted the suspects.
You can do that.
Well,
probably,
it could be
it
done.
Probably happens a lot more.
It could be done.
Yeah.
Now they've done it so cleverly that the police can't tell that it isn't you.
Yeah.
And all they have is your word.
And you've got no way.
The death penalty exists.
That's horrible.
Imagine that. Knowing you're innocent. Imagine being sat on that electric chair, knowing you're innocent.
Yeah.
And I'd have to say, I think death's the easy way out for a lot of people.
Yeah, I'd rather see him, stay alive. And plus as well, I think a lot of the time it hurts. Like say you've got like a son who went a bit wild and killed someone and he's on death row.
Yeah.
And then he gets killed. You just ruined an entire family for really no reason. Fair enough, he's killed someone, keep him in prison.
Fair enough, he's just murdered him.
Yeah, but why then kill him and... Also, I don't know. It just doesn't make... I don't know. I don't agree with it at all. I don't think... It even shows, like, in all the countries where it's legal, it doesn't stop the crime rate from going down. Murder rate. It doesn't stop anything like that. It's our prison system. It's the same in America. Our prison system. It's 70% reoffending rate we've got at the minute.
Yeah, best to tell them
it
up.
It's just... It doesn't work. We don't... I don't know. I don't think we... We put like a stigma on it and it just makes people worse. So say if you go to prison for, I don't know, weed dealing or something, and then you're in prison and you meet all these people who are just as bad, then you're just going to get involved in
you're going to actually have a better crack with them.
Yeah, exactly.
You're going to be like, hang on, I'm with a load of lads who have the same mind. Yeah. They're from the same background as me.
You're going to have a worse time. It's like though, I think a lot of Scandinavian countries do it. They have like the prisons are more like, not hotels, but they kind of, they're punishing you. You're in prison, you can't go out, but they're making you like, they give you stuff to do. Like you become skilled in something and then you go out and they have then they've only got like 20% reoffending rate, less than that.
That's good.
But it gives them, they make employers hire a certain amount of prisoners.
Do you believe in second chances?
Yeah, of course I do.
How far do you have to go to not be given a second chance?
I don't. Yeah, if you've like clearly killed someone in cold blood,
murder,
yeah,
rape,
yeah,
you believe they shouldn't get a second chance? Rape.
Well, last thing as well, rape's hard to prove. We're going a bit deep here.
Well, no, that's just your opinion.
I don't know. Yeah,
I completely agree with you. Right,
if it's rape and it's genuinely he raped her in a park or something.
Yeah, then no, exactly.
Yeah,
but.
If it's one of those, what was
people,
his name?
People used to say, and I've read a lot of articles on this, and the famous instance with rape is that Ched Evans.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Yeah.
Right, well, I agree that there's more than, not all rape is the same. There is rape where, no, listen to me, this isn't being controversial,
no, yeah,
and most people agree with this.
There's unconsented, non-consensual sex.
There's a woman getting pinned down in an alleyway by some crackhead,
yeah,
and getting, you know, that.
Yeah.
Then there is, well, supposedly, then there is a drunken woman, a drunken man.
Yeah.
Get it on in a hotel room.
Couldn't you say that she raped him?
Well, you could do, yeah.
Oh, no, because it would always, yeah, oh, yeah, yeah, don't matter.
Yeah. A drunken man and a drunken woman in a hotel room.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't matter how drunk you are.
Well, what about, like, date rape drugs and stuff?
Yeah, but that's different.
Yeah, because he's planning on that. Or whoever it is.
That's premeditated. Yeah. I mean, some guy going out, not planning on pulling at all,
yeah,
ends up having a one-night stand in a hotel room.
Yeah.
And the girl has got drunk as well. She obviously fancied the bloke.
Yeah.
She's been so drunk that her inhibitions have become far looser than she usually is.
Yeah.
So she's had sex with the guy.
Yeah.
She woke up in the morning. She possibly has a boyfriend.
Yeah.
Not.
Oh, yeah,
obviously.
Exactly. You
she feels guilty.
Him, oh, I was raped.
She feels, you know, she feels guilty.
Yeah.
She might say she was been raped because she can't live with the guilt that she made a mistake.
Yeah. Maybe.
Yeah. And that's quite common, I believe. From
it's hard. How do you... I don't know. You just can't... You
and
can't
do you know what they're trying to implement? Say something like consent forms.
Yeah, no. Getting to sign something before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's that's a very difficult one.
I think you can usually tell when someone has been traumatised by something, no matter what it is.
People are good liars these days.
Yeah.
There's that many frigging TV shows on it all that people know how to react in any situation,
yeah,
without having been through it.
It's a touch subject. But what do you do? What do you do about it?
I know.
Someone says they've been raped. You gotta look into it.
I tell you another thing I think. I don't think they should name anyone until they are proven guilty.
Yeah, I think I agree with that.
Because
once you've got that name, people will think you're guilty.
Okay, well, example, Kevin Webster.
Yeah, you'll always see him now.
The actor
I know
who plays
shouldn't.
Kevin Webster.
Yeah, you shouldn't say this, but you'll always see him now as
a paedophile.
Yeah.
You won't, but
I know, but you know
that
what I mean.
Word and his name are in the same sentence.
And you will see that and think, oh.
No one will think any less of him, but
it's still there.
How horrific would that be?
Yeah, could you imagine?
I think there's a flawed system in the UK with stuff like that.
Yeah.
Anyway, back to the previous point, second chances.
That went a bit deep.
Yeah. Well, you know, we're discussing topics.
Yeah.
Obviously, if a woman is forcibly raped,
yeah,
then I think if that is like...
It's like the worst crime.
Yeah,
pretty much.
I think they should be castrated.
Yeah.
And that'll be it. And keep them alive.
Yeah.
But obviously, we should make some sort of limit where it's unforgivable and there's no second chances.
Yeah.
But a young lad from a rough upbringing,
yeah,
had no hope in his life, who's just been done selling drugs.
You could make the argument that it was the government's fault that he's in that mess.
Well, no, you will, bloody, you can't.
No, but I mean, it's like society. It's
society for not looking after him.
Yeah, you could say this area is so deprived that the only way he can make money is by selling a bit of weed.
Well, yeah, you're right, yeah. And it's usually a bit worse than that.
Yeah.
But I believe they should be given, I think prisons should be split into those who are literally never going to come out and can never be saved, to those who...
We can rehabilitate
and we can introduce back into society.
Yeah. Don't see them as necessarily bad
people. People make mistakes in life. I've made mistakes. Nothing, obviously, anything like that. But stupid drunken things like when I got done for drink driving, were drunk and disorderly, falling through a taxi window. It's quite a big list.
Did you actually fall through the taxi window?
Maybe. you do stupid things, but I'm a grown up now. I've never think of doing anything like that.
I think it all comes down to if the
I just think some people deserve to be given a second chance because they made young, stupid mistakes.
Yeah, I agree. But people go into the system and never really come out again. No. It's like, I don't know who said it, it's like chucking a load of ill people in a hospital and expecting them to get better. Yeah. That's what a prison is. Like, how does that work? How's it going to work if
you need doctors? I think the prisons are getting better, though.
Yeah, I've not really looked at stats or anything. But
yeah, I've been to military prison.
Where at?
Colchester.
What for?
Disobeying direct orders.
They wanted to bring something in about how, I think it was the UK. They didn't want to bring it in. Someone suggested it. How you can, not disobey. What do you call them when you don't accept orders?
Disobey an unlawful order.
You can disobey
an order that's not
if
right.
If you feel that it's not right.
Right. Well,
then people suggested, well, what's the point in having an army?
No, that's a true. That's a true thing. Yeah. Well, our order was don't go out on the piss. So what did I do? Went out on the piss.
Why couldn't you go out on the piss? There must have been a reason.
There was a little bit of a fracas the night before.
That's not the
in
word.
In Cyprus.
I don't think that's how you say the word.
Fracas?
Is it not fracas?
Fracas? It's a fracas.
I don't think it is.
Might be uni, but it's not fracas.
I don't think it's
fracas. It's a fracas.
I don't think that's how you say
it's
it.
It's a fracas,
Jake.
Hear?
Do you want to listen to how you
right,
say
go
it?
On then. A fracas. A fracas.
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 It's a bloody fracas, lad, isn't it?
All right, a fracas. There was a fracas the night before. There was an incident the night before.
Yeah, you just used that word. It was funny.
Right, okay. There was an incident the night before.
Yep.
So, England were in the World Cup.
Yep.
People were standing on eggshells a little bit. I'd had a few beers. I thought, sod this. England had just been knocked out. I'm going out. Me and seven other lads. Yep. All decided
were
to go.
Were you the ringleader?
No, not at that age. I was only about 19. I am the ringleader now, though. But I help people make the right decision now.
You could be sat here one day.
Yeah. In the hot seat.
In the hot seat.
But so we went to a nice little town, had a few beers, had a good night, came back. Oh, God. Sergeant Major's on the gate.
What did he say?
Well, I can't probably say it on air. he swore a lot. I can't really remember. I was still very, very drunk.
So how did that then lead to military prison?
So then we got flown back to the UK.
What, literally, did you put you on a flight? Or
yeah,
you
packed our kit, back on a plane.
Yeah.
That's back to the UK. Then we went in front of the commanding officer.
Yeah.
He wasn't happy. He was a legend, though.
Yeah.
And I even managed to forgive him for this. And I do think this is the sign of a good leader. Yep. He nipped it in the bud.
Yeah.
It was the start of his time as the CO.
Yeah.
He just had seven lads disobey an order, which we did.
Yeah.
We accept that. It was very harsh punishment.
Yeah.
And he said, I can't have lads thinking they can get away with being told one thing and not doing it. And lads do it a lot.
Yeah.
What
do you see?
But most lads don't get caught. That's the beauty of it. You don't get caught.
What kind of orders do you get that most people obey or that like this?
Well, I'll tell you in a sec.
Yeah.
Oh, you just like AWOL and just don't go on the piss. That's the kind of disobeying orders. But what we got done for 100 years ago during World War One is refusing to go over the top. That's disobeying orders.
Yeah. But you got shot, didn't you?
Well, you could have done. Fire squad. No, you get shot when you refuse to soldier. But I've never refused to soldier. So I went in, and he said, you basically get into your like smart military dress,
yeah,
like your gold cap badge and your shirt and your trousers and your polished shoes, march in, and then you plea, you send your mitigating statement, as in why you did it, you're very sorry.
Yeah.
He takes into consideration. He has a little talk with his
jury.
His little jury, and he's like, right, Marine Broadbent. I sentence you to 21 days.
Is this military police?
No, this is the commanding officer.
All right.
In detention.
Yeah.
and I didn't know what he'd said at first.
What do you mean?
He goes, and that's as follows. And then, like, you get stood to attention by the regimental sergeant major. It's literally like...
Is it in
brothers.
A court?
No, it's in like the conference room of like the HQ. Then you turn and then march out.
Yeah.
I didn't know what I'd said. So I'd said to the colour sergeant, who was like my lawyer, was in like my helping hand.
Yeah.
I was like, his name was Leo, the guy. I was like, Leo, does that mean I'm going to military prison? He went, I cock. I just went, oh, shit.
What was it like in military prison?
Quite fun. Because you just got up, had a shitty little inspection, got bossed around by little fat women.
Women?
Yeah, women sergeant major.
Yeah.
That's not a sexist statement. But because we're obviously not used to women in the
can't be in the Marines, can you?
No, and or the infantry. Well, they might be able to soon though.
Are they?
Because they're trying to do all women rights and all that.
No.
So it was a bit. We kept calling a sir by accident. We had to call a mom. Other than that, yeah, you get an inspection in the morning. This was funny, right? You have to get your lockers laid out like perfect.
Yeah.
Some little geeky guy, you think he was like a Royal Signals guy.
Yeah, glasses
come up. Running over, like they were helping us all out. And he was like folding me, but my laptop's gone. He was helping me fold all my,
plug it in.
My uniforms. Can you plug it in?
Carry on.
I'll plug it in a sec.
Carry on talking.
So he's helping me, filled all my uniform. I'm coming to a punchline in a minute, so quickly grab my, thingy. It's in the. I am making air. Yeah, so we got in there. We got put into our rooms. They split us up amongst the offenders. Yeah. And the way it worked in military prison, you've got two companies. You've got one company which is going to go back into the military.
Yeah.
So they've done petty little things like we had. Yeah. And then you've got one company where they've done more severe stuff and they're going to get kicked out of the military.
Like what's that?
Well, just like, well, yeah, bad stuff. Bad stuff that's like... could get you sent to civilian Nick.
Yeah.
Anyway, first day we get shown how to lay our lockers out, like proper, like day one of training again.
Yeah.
This little geeky signaler comes running over to me. He's got glasses on. Not that he's a geek because he's got glasses on, but he did have glasses
on.
Like
the guy out of, what's it called? It's the film. He's got glasses on.
Yeah, but it was funny. It was like, what are you in here for? We was like making jokes about it.
Yeah, yeah.
So he's like folding my uniforms and that and putting my little metal mug and my whatever shit, you know, that you have to have because everything's got to be the
espresso machine.
I wish. So I just like casually said as he's like rooting for all my stuff, packing it away dead neatly. He was like some kind of master folder.
Yeah.
I went, so what are you in here for, mate? He just looked at me and went, burglary. I'm like, okay, no. I said, do you want to put that stuff down, please, mate? Yeah, take a step away from my bag, please, mate.
Where is he from?
Oh, God knows. He's just a little... He's burgled, isn't he?
What was he?
But he had no shame. He was like, burglary. He like said it like with pride.
Burglary.
I can't go into it. I'm not going to go into it. But there's some pretty... not with our company, but there was some pretty naughty stuff. Had been done by some of the soldiers leaving.
What?
One example of refusing to soldier, what I got chatting to, a lad got kicked out of the army. He was in Afghanistan.
Yeah.
He was an engineer and he was driving the digger or some kind of machinery.
Yeah.
And they were doing an operation to clear a certain road.
Yeah.
And they kind of knew that it was going to be an IED on it on the road. And he refused to drive his digger up there.
But if they knew they had an IED on the road, why would you drive your digger?
Because...
Sure, that's suicide.
It is suicide, but sometimes, maybe, I don't know their full story.
Do you agree that he should have been kicked out for that, if you know it's suicide?
I don't think he should have been kicked out, but, well, yeah, you do what you're told.
What kind of mindless, spineless thing is that, though?
Well, it is, but I don't know the full story. Maybe he was given, he will have been given a search team to clear the road, but you're still the guy driving the vehicle.
That couldn't be
and if they miss something, then bye-bye Sunday football.
That's like somebody higher up than you saying, yeah, you go and do that, son. I'm not doing it.
Well, that's the politics of war, Jake.
Well, so you go and risk your life.
You go and, yeah.
I don't need to.
Well, that's the way it is.
Yeah, but when it's something as like obvious as that, it's something as like straight to the point, there's probably an IED on that road. You probably shouldn't drive down it, but drive down it.
Yeah. That's what happened. And the lad had got kicked out for it.
I wouldn't have done
it. Had a five-a-side football tournament.
Surely, can you not like send some of them little robots?
You're getting sucked into the point. The point is, he refused to drive the digger up the road.
Surely, it depends on the circumstances.
Well, did I said that? Maybe, I don't know. He was getting kicked out, though, from what I heard.
That doesn't seem
fair. I didn't see him very long.
I don't know. Why, what other bad stuff is there?
What was going on in there?
Yeah.
No, well, I'm not going to go into it, but there was some pretty evil shit was going on. what people were
what,
in
like
there
bullying,
for.
Bullying, do you get that a lot?
No, no, as in what the crimes they'd committed.
All right.
But we didn't spend any time with them lot, apart from that five-a-side footy tournament.
What kind of crimes are these? Like, are they...
I'm talking...
Is it not petty or...
I'm talking attempted murder.
Really?
Like...
Jesus.
Frigging sex offences.
Yeah. But is this all in the military? Or is it?
It's a military prison.
So it's all stuff that's happened in the military?
Yeah.
Not necessarily?
So yeah, no, it's by members of the military.
Not necessarily on what? A civilian. Could it be on a civilian?
Yes, of course it could be on a civilian, well, yeah. That's why they're waiting to go to civilian prison.
Right, all right, okay. That's what happens, right.
Yeah, it could be on a civilian, it could be on another soldier.
It's a way
the,
of just
the point
keeping
is, they've
still.
Committed a pretty serious crime that they're getting kicked out of the military
yeah.
and they're going to prison.
Yeah. It's like that, were them seven... Well, it wasn't seven in the end, was it? Them Marines.
Yeah, well, yeah, they would have been held... No, they were held on camp. But the Sergeant Blackman
yeah.
was held there while he awaited
he
his trial.
He got life, didn't he?
Well, yeah, bollocks, weren't it?
Do you not agree with it?
Well, I don't agree with the way he did it. I don't. It was a bit weird, but I don't agree with what he should have got. No one can judge what goes on over there unless you've been.
Yeah, but surely...
I know it... That dying Taliban had just been hit by a shitload of 30mm cannon rounds
yeah.
off an Apache helicopter.
Yeah.
And all he did was finish off a dying soldier.
Yeah, but we're not the sort of military that executes people.
No, we're not.
That's not
yeah,
why you go
and
over
it was
there.
Wrong. He shouldn't have executed someone.
That's not why. We're going over there to like do the opposite of
yeah,
that.
Yeah, of course actually. We are, yeah. But, well, you see, you're saying that from the comfort of a nice, warm living room.
Yeah, I realise that. But
you try being there.
I know. I know. You can't really make that argument. Though.
Why can you not make the argument?
Because by him executing that Taliban, we weren't any
better than them.
No, we weren't in any less danger.
No, I know we're not. But it's undescribable the tension, the fear,
yeah,
the pressure.
Yeah, I understand that. But like, if you listen
soldiers,
to the audio, though,
yeah, that's why it was wrong because it was.
Do you
quite
agree? Should have got. Some time in prison.
He should have got some punishment, yeah. I don't think he should have got life in prison.
No.
But
not gonna be
end
out,
of the
either.
Day, there's different circumstances.
Yeah.
And it wasn't like he murdered an Afghan civilian. He murdered a dying Taliban soldier.
Yeah. Yeah, but, yeah. I don't know. I do agree that he should have got life.
No, he shouldn't have got life.
Because the point, I think it shows quite a good, strong, like...
You know, if lads listen to this, you're going to be hated.
Why?
Because you're agreeing that a sergeant who finished off a dying Taliban
well, the
soldier...
The jury agreed as well.
...should get life. Yeah, but they were all... The jury aren't his peers.
Then why didn't they keep him alive? No, I mean, why didn't they just leave him? Why did they have to shoot him?
Because he said, well, that's just war, isn't it?
No.
A dying soldier. You're not going to shoot a dying soldier. A
no,
dying enemy
like,
soldier.
It's like...
No one can say what they would have done unless they were
no,
there.
No, I know. That's the
point.
Yeah, I agree with that.
You're just being high and mighty and righteous because you know that is truly
no,
the right thing to do.
It's not happened a lot, I don't
But it's
think.
Not always black and white
But
out
that's
there.
Not happened a lot, I don't think. Stuff like that. I don't think people, like say in that situation, I think a lot of soldiers would realise what they can and can't do.
Yeah, you know it's wrong. Yeah, it's
probably
yeah, you know it's wrong and I wouldn't have done
and
it.
And especially with him being, what was it, he was a senior.
A sergeant, yeah.
Yeah, if you're a sergeant, you should even...
You should be a leader and an example, and that is true.
And he even said on the audio, I've probably broken the Geneva Convention here.
Well, yeah, he has. And it was a stupid mistake, but in the heat of that moment, he made a mistake.
I don't think the majority of people
them
would.
No, the majority of people wouldn't have done it because yeah. we know he would have been too valuable. We would have tried to kept him alive
yeah.
because maybe that would have helped us, but the majority, he made a decision in the heat of the moment that nobody, I don't think anyone can try him for. No one really yeah. knows unless you've been there or you were in that exact moment. Bear
I
in
think
mind,
it's strange
his,
as well.
His troop had lost massive casualties.
Yeah, I know.
They'd been under real pressure. They'd had a hard time. I've got friends who was in that troop
yeah.
and it was pretty horrendous for him.
I think as well, it's strange like...
You imagine somebody's...
Imagine have a judge in front of you who's never been to Afghanistan
exactly.
in your life.
And he's just now yeah, just thrown yeah. your life away because you sent him to war and he committed, you know, a crime.
Yeah.
Against someone who was trying to kill him.
Yeah.
I don't agree he should have got life.
No.
So you agree he shouldn't have got life?
No, I agree he should have got prison.
Yeah, he should have got some punishment, but you shouldn't take away his life for you sending him there, and in the heat of the moment, he made a mistake, which he has now got to live with. His wife, his family, because of you sent him to that place.
Yeah. It's a bit hypocritical.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's why it's hard to take seeing a soldier have to deal with that, and then you see soldiers on the streets of London getting the head chopped off.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
It's hard.
Anyway, let's do something funny.
I know that was getting deep.
Jesus.
But it was a good little debate. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I found something in there.
Oh, yeah. Shall I? I get a bit bored on the my little journey down south. So I was in a motorway, as you do, services. And I bought a book called Myths and Mysteries of the World.
Yep.
Unexplained Wonders and Mysterious Phenomena. Random page.
Yeah.
Curses. Curse you. What is a curse? Curses that call down bad luck are very widespread. Many have become parts of everyday speech and are indispensable verbal expressions. Those phrases that are casually tossed about today, however, meant something completely different during the last millennium. Basically, it's just like a really interesting article about curses.
Okay, another page. Is that what you're thinking?
Yeah. Well, they're all like that, but it's just spiritualism.
All right. What have you bought?
Thai Pusam. Oh, my God. This girl's got, like, metal through her mouth. The Thai Pusam Festival. Listen to this. The Thai Pusam Festival is one of the most amazing and astonishing Hindu rituals. Young believers, having taken a vow, pierce their cheeks and tongues, attach hooks to their skin, stick sharp objects into their bodies, and dance through the streets as if in a trance. Strangely, no blood flows from any of these believers due to the application of holy ashes.
Nice.
That's really
weird. I'm going to order some Thai food.
Oh, yeah, you're having a Thai tonight, aren't you?
Yeah, what do I go on?
Ape men.
I don't go on ape men.
What, you're on about to order Thai food?
Yeah.
Don't order it now. How long have we been going?
We've got 50 minutes left. I'm getting it now.
50 minutes?
We've been going for 50 minutes.
We've been going 50 minutes?
Yeah. It's not been very funny, has it?
No, it's been quite deep. Well, it's been good conversation, though. Shout out to the band club, football club, if they listen. They won the cup last night on Friday night.
Footy. Who did you play?
6-5. They played some team from Preston Wanderers or something. Yeah.
Fair play.
Good effort.
Well done. I don't care about football.
I know you don't. No, it was good. We need to really like liven the mood.
I know. What's I go on Reddit, which is always funny stuff on Reddit.
Yeah, okay. Oh, here's one for you. Do you know Kim Kardashian's stepdad?
No.
Bruce Jenner.
Yeah.
A legend. As in a gold medal Olympian.
Yeah, I think.
Is now a woman. Or living as a woman.
I've heard about this. What do you think?
Okay, then let's discuss. Is it transgender?
Yeah, I don't know.
This is where it gets really weird.
There's one where you think you're born a woman.
Right, well, there's one where you truly... Well, there's kids having it done now. There's people who were born in the wrong body. I think there's got to be some...
It'll be like a chemical imbalance, and if they can't help
so
it,
so in their mind, they believe like they're a woman, but they're in a man's body.
Yeah, let them do what he wants.
Yeah, good for them. Yeah. I've got no problem against anyone doing anything, pretty much. As long as no one gets hurt.
Why is he a woman?
Because apparently, he used to try on his mum's dresses when he was younger, and he just always, well, look at him, he's camp as hell. He went through like hormone therapy in the 80s, apparently, but then
he's
in
a picture of him. He genuinely looks like just like an older woman.
Does he?
Yeah, look.
Is that the one where he's like, that's not Bruce Jenner?
It is.
No, it's not.
I swear to God.
Bruce Jenner on Living as a Woman.
Bruce Jenner, she has a strain after an in touch.
His hair looks like
it
a
woman. It is Bruce Jenner. Oh, my God.
That's really weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's acceptable, but it's a bit shocking.
You wouldn't do it, though, would you? Even if you felt, you know what, I'd love to be a woman. You just stick to what you are, don't you? If you're going to look like that, it is there, by the way, that picture.
They say he's really brave, that he's, like, bringing light to a lot of these people who... Oh.
You might feel like a woman, but either way, you're going to be ugly.
I feel sorry for people like that. Because hard must it be to try and explain to someone?
Yeah, that people find it hard enough saying they're gay, but imagine saying,
"I'm a woman." I'm not gay.
I'm a woman.
I'm a woman, but I like. But it gets even more confusing when they say like, "But I like women still." So I'm a.
All right.
I'm a woman
gay.
Who likes women.
Are they not gay?
Some of them aren't.
So they're born a lesbian.
So they're born a lesbian. They're born a man who's a woman who's a lesbian.
You might as well just be a man.
Say that 10 times fast.
What else? What else? I go on Reddit. It was on Reddit.
Yeah. Murder arrest made after stabbing.
My Jewish mother gave me this as a housewarming gift. It's a painting, and it's showing, you know, a swimming competition.
Yeah.
And it's showing loads of people in, what do they call them, like the rows in swimming.
What's that?
You know, you swim in a swimming competition, you swim in between you.
The lanes?
The lanes, yeah, lanes. And then it shows the Jewish guy, and there's a guy behind him spreading apart in the water, and the Jewish guy's just running.
Oh, fair enough.
It's quite funny. That's trending on Reddit.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been quite a good little episode today, I think. It's flown by that, hasn't it? It has been serious, but, you know. Shall we do some impressions just to finish off?
Do not talk to me like that. I swear to God.
Who's that?
I don't know. Some African bloke.
You always do the African bloke. Why don't we do like Reva and Oscar?
Reva? Don't talk to me like that.
Reva?
What are you doing, girl, over there?
Reva, why do you keep getting up in the night and disturbing me? You know I need more 8 hours. I don't care if you've got the shits, Reva. Get up one more time, I'ma fucking shoot you.
Stop it. Right, we're moving on. What are your impressions? And they came bending over. Have you seen that video?
What's that? Do it again.
That bloke, he does like the dog impression on live TV.
Oh, yeah.
You never seen it? And he does like... Rrr, rrr, rrr.
And his
wife's funny. Just next to him, just like catching the spit.
Yeah. What other impressions? Give me an impression to do.
What's the difference between New Zealand and Australian? Can you tell the difference?
What? The accent?
Yeah. I think New Zealand...
Jag the bloody mass.
What's that just sounds Australian.
Jag the mass. I don't know. You can't really tell. They sound pretty... I think New Zealand actually sounds stronger Aussie than the Aussies.
Anyhow, I don't... Peter Jackson...
Steve bloody Irwin. Right. Terry, get over here. What we've got here, right, is a bloody great big crocodile.
Never fought it.
Watch out for the stingray, Steve. That was tragic, weren't it?
Oops.
Shit, bloody Steve's dead. All that time around friggin' crocodiles and alligators.
I know, a stingray kills him. I know. What else?
I do a good impression of everywhere, mate.
Yeah.
Give me an impression.
Chinese. Oh, that's a hard one.
You want your Chinese? You want your Singapore noodle? That's like the woman I ordered my Chinese from.
Mrs. Fong.
Okay, 5 minute. She's right stressed. I can't hear you. You want chips, curry sauce, and gravy? Okay, 5 minute. I'm like, 5 minute, okay, bye. And the phone's already down. Like, beep.
I want chips. Swahili, you know.
What the hell was that?
That was like Swahili.
That was like...
Zulu.
Like, did you used to watch Jumanji, the animated series?
No, I just saw Jumanji.
They used to make that. They used to make that sound like... That's pretty good. Can you speak any languages?
What's I am? Ich bin 18 Jahre alt.
Ich bin 18 years old.
I am 18 years old.
Ich bin...
24.
25.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. Ja.
Ich bin 25 Jahre alt.
Wir haben...
Ich komme gut mit meinem Bruder.
Ich bin Bruno.
Ist langweilig.
Ich bin gay Austrian fashion designer.
You sound like gay.
Yeah, gay Austrian fashion designer.
All right, like Bruno. That's Bruno!
Ich bin pro now.
UFC on tonight. Michael Bisping's fighting.
What else can you do?
What, impressions?
Yeah.
Do anything you want, mate.
Anything.
Go on.
What's the best accent? What is the best accent, in your opinion?
I like the Welsh accent, mate.
Wales.
All right there, bud. How's it going?
How's it going? You sound like...
Walking down to the shop that one time, like, and this fucking great big...
Black man.
What? This racist. Great big sheep appeared out of nowhere. Mm-hmm. I'm doing it like really how they sound. They don't always sound like you think. Mm-hmm. And it was just like... I couldn't believe it, like... That sounds a bit Geordie. Let me do... I'm trying to think how they sound.
Leak.
Is he from Cardiff? He's from Cardiff, bud. They say bud.
Bud.
All right, bud?
All right, bud.
All right, bud, how's it going?
Don't worry. Yes, it's very, very good. Very, very good.
Who's that?
It's Thingy, isn't it?
What?
The actor.
Very, very good, very good.
Yours are getting shitter and shitter.
Very good, very good.
Is that Anthony Hopkins?
Yeah. Can I do it?
Hello, Gladys.
I'd her liver.
I've got a good... I'm expecting a friend for some dinner.
Clarice.
Hello, Clarice.
Hello, Clarice.
What do we do, Clarice?
Have you got an ID card?
We repent. Or something like that. Watched it with Beth the other night.
What's another good accent?
Mr. Fraser! Don't turn it! Damn it! Don't turn your back on me, man!
That's like...
Mr. Fraser!
League of Gentlemen.
No, that's Anthony Hopkins and the Bounty. I can't remember what it's called.
Don't turn your back on me, man.
That's like... Don't turn your back on me, man.
Yeah.
Don't turn your back on me, Mr. Fryer. God damn it, Mr. Fryer. Don't turn your back on me, man.
Moving on.
Yeah.
What else we got?
Can you do... What's this?
A dolphin.
Dolphin.
I can't do that. No. I don't know how you do it.
Can you do any animals?
Kookaburra.
That's quite good. That's really good.
Different tone.
Can you do a wolf? I can do Bane.
Yes. Bad man, you see. I can do it.
Go on, you sound crap.
Yes, bad man. You see. I don't know what he says. Tell me what he says.
What's the next stage of your plan?
What's the next stage of your... I sound like bloody Sean Connery.
What's the next stage of your plan? Go on, do. Say it.
What?
No, you say it in a normal accent to me.
What's the next stage of your plan?
Crashing this plane. With no survivors.
No survivors.
No survivors.
Yes, bad man. You gotta do the croak.
Do you feel in charge?
That's good, isn't it?
I watched that. That's Christopher Nolan's favourite scene he's ever done. You know, the plane.
Oh, the beginning there.
It's amazing.
You know where they filmed that? In Scotland.
Yeah. It's real, isn't it?
Apart from the wings coming off.
No, but the actual thing is real.
Bloody, some kind of military operation. What time are we on?
We've got 5 minutes left.
I'm starving.
No, 3 minutes left.
Right, I'll read a thread out funny because they're quite popular. Right, give me a topic.
Read a what?
What have we covered today? In a summary then, we've covered business,
write
stocks
it down,
and shares.
We'll have to use it as a title.
Bin? I've got a pen there.
You've got some paper? I can't
draw them. Okay. So stocks and shares.
Yeah.
Then we discussed military prison.
Stocks.
Prison.
Prison. Yep.
Sergeant Blackman. Oh, okay, war crimes.
In general.
The truth is, you need me on that wall. You want me on that wall.
What's that?
I just want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
What's that?
A Few Good Men. Jack Nicholson.
Yeah.
Have you never seen A Few Good Men?
No.
It's an amazing film.
No Country for Old Men.
You're goddamn right I gave that order.
Have you seen There Will Be Blood?
No, we're just rambling films.
That's a good film.
Right, give me a topic to look up on YouTube. The best part of the show, we find the most hilarious comments ever on YouTube.
At the end.
Yep. Go on.
A topic. Best quality walking jacket.
A quality walking jacket. That's a good one. A quality...
I'm sure you get people arguing about.
Yeah, you will. A quality walking jacket. Okay, type that into the engine. Searching now. hiking equipment, hiking jackets, walking jackets, or outdoor waterproof jackets, benefits and features. And that's had 7,830 views.
Look for like a review of a jacket, if you get them. I'm sure you do.
Desert hiking, clothing choices.
Review.
Oh, what about this? Some of them don't have that many.
But like review of North Face.
Review of North Face jacket.
Yeah.
What?
You'll find some hate.
In the comments.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sure you'll find some hate. What's your favourite walking brand?
Mine?
Yeah.
I like Rab.
Rab's good. It's in fashion at the minute, Rab. I keep seeing loads of people wearing Rab.
Yeah, it's frigging good stuff, Rab.
Patagonia.
Okay, the North Face Men's Evolution 2 Tri Climate. And this is by Simply Hike. I'm not going to watch the video. I'm just going to scroll down. I'll find some gold. I'll find some gold in here.
We're on an hour.
Yeah, we'll finish it now. Okay. They always start off talking about it.
Like, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Arc'teryx is a good one as well.
Oh, yeah, that's with a little apostrophe thing.
That's expensive.
Yeah. Is mounted equipment good? That's quite good as well, isn't it?
I think so, yeah.
Patagonia, I like them.
Yeah, that's a good one as well. Mammut.
Yeah, I've heard of them.
I'm sorry to say this.
Have you not found any negative comments of the North
no
Face jacket?
No negative comments. Apart from somebody saying, prove it. Some guy from Canada was asking.
Done another topic.
Just bookmark the web page. Hopeful Christmas present. And that was from Daniel Williams, 12, from Surrey. You're going to have to give me another topic. So it seems waterproof jackets don't have hatred.
What did I do last time? Oh, Apple, weren't it?
Yeah.
Apple Watch. That's just been shipped.
Apple Watch.
Apple Watch.
Okay.
That's going to have
Apple Watch review.
Controversy, yeah.
Okay. Here we go.
It's just been shipped.
Oh, my God. Here we go. I love just showing what people are really like. How moody and stressed they all get over nothing.
Go on.
Here we come. I'm starving now, are you?
Yeah.
I'm going to have my shitty little bit of chicken.
See what you find.
Right. Scroll down to the comments. Loading. Didn't even talk about battery life? What the fuck kind of review is this? Okay. You're an idiot, and he is an idiot. Okay. I need to find something that's funny. All these smartwatches are a waste of money. Probably right.
What do you think about smartwatches?
I don't even know what smartwatch
does.
I like
nice watches.
What does he...
You can like get like notifications on your phone and ring people and...
Yeah, yeah.
Surely there's some bad stuff about...
Oh, here we go. I've got some stuff here, right. It's quite... This is a 5 comment thread. And it's quite funny. Okay. Here we go.
Come on.
Okay, here we go. Raging Silver. There is no point of a smartwatch, in my opinion. They are all a waste of money right now. Perhaps in the future, but now is not the time. A smartphone has like 5+ ways to tell you that. You got a notification, alert of some kind. We don't need any more. I'm sick of seeing phone zombies, yet alone, interacting with one like a friend in a pub. There is a far less face-to-face socialising in person than ever before. He's got a point,
He's
actually.
He's got a point.
That was off Raging Silver. Then Silver, not Raging Silver, Silver has replied, they are good as MP3 and radio players with Bluetooth headphones. Not sure about this, though. No More Slander. What a cool name. No More and then Slander. He's put, I do that and I have a perfectly good reason. I hate everybody and refuse to talk to someone in person. Larry Noir. He put, the entire purpose of smart... That sounds too much like my other one, doesn't it?
Mm. Deeper?
Shall I do deeper?
Mm. The entire purpose of the smartwatch.
No, I'll do like Scouse or something. The entire purpose of smartwatches, in my opinion, is to keep you from constantly unlocking and looking at your phone, which in turn helps with that face-to-face interaction. For example, when I hear my email tone, I can glance at my pebble. Pebble? He's had a shit on the floor or something. If it's important, I will pull out my phone and check it out. If not, I can dismiss it in 1 second and continue with my business. Just one example of how I use it. But there are many other uses. The Apple Watch is misguided because it's trying to do... Oh, fucking... I've got to read more option here. misguided because it's trying to do too much. No one wants to flick through apps and pictures on their wrist. You have more function and a better screen just using the phone. Smartwatches should be at a glance and quick control. I can't wait to see how the technology evolves in the next 5 years. Ken Cheng has replied. Here we go. Now, they're all getting involved with this face-to-face interaction. And he's put...
Chinese.
He's Chinese. That's not necessarily the entire purpose of smartwatches. The keeping face-to-face interaction part.
You sound like Michael Caine.
I'm a photographer that shoot the range and often work with other photos on assignments when I'm shoot away. You can't spell. And the other photos are trying to tell me something by text. I can quickly glance at my watch and not have to pull my phone down, oftentimes with the camera still pointing at the right direction, which means less chance of missing an important shot. It works great, and yet that has nothing to do with the whole face-to-face interaction thing that you said is your entire purpose. Thanks, Ken. Oh, here we go. Harley Quinn, cool name. He's put this. He's replied to Ken Cheng. This is the final one. Oh, it's not the final one. It's getting there now. He's put, dude. He said the entire purpose of the smartwatch is, and I quote, to keep you from constantly unlocking and looking at your phone. He said that it only helped with face-to-face interaction, not that it was the entire purpose. Reading, do it. Ooh. Ken Cheng's got a bit pissed off with that. He put, dude, you apparently didn't get my point, and I did read this whole comment, so fuck you.
What was that insult from last time?
Oh, I will turd on the graves of your others or something.
Yeah, of your kind.
Yeah, so Harley Quinn, he's just been told to F off by Ken Cheng.
Yeah.
And he's put, how did I do it? It was like a lazy American accent.
Yeah.
So he's like, lol, you sound dumb, to be honest. Not even trying to insult you here. Sorry if you were offended, but it's the truth. Fuck you. Really? I read his comment, and then I read yours. I already summarized his comment in my previous comment. In your comment, you made it sound as if he said that face-to-face interaction was the entire point of the smartwatch, which isn't what he said. Anyway, I understand you... Oh, fuck. Just go on with that. But you always find funny stuff. If you want to have a... And then he finished off with Tom Cameron. Infinitely more stylish than the Mito 360, my arse. I love everybody's like...
Seriousness.
Everybody loves it. Some German guys put some of that. It's so funny. Can you hook me up with Sonya? I think Sonya was like a woman giving the... The woman giving the...
Giving the what?
The review. What do you think I was going to say?
The review.
Yeah. Yeah, there's loads of funny stuff on here, on the comments.
But anything else to talk about?
No, I think that'll do us. Nice little, another good hour in the bag.
Hour and 9 minutes.
Oh, that was quite funny, the ending though, weren't it?
Yeah. So are we going to finish up?
Yeah, thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Do we end with the jingle again?
I can try and drag it in.
Can you do that? Nah, don't worry about it. We'll do that next
time. I'll
week.
Jig it in. Audio. Wait. Desktop. Carry on talking.
Okay. Just looking for more funny stuff. Oh, here we go.
Yeah.
Decent review. Unfortunately, Mr. Patel is a racist, narcissistic jerk. As others have mentioned, please Google his unbelievable rant on Twitter. Fire this clown, Verge, if you want to salvage your reputation. I will no longer read any article from The Verge as long as this classless moron is part of your team. West Coast Michael. Then Daniel Hayes put, what Twitter rant do you mean, mate? He can't be stupid enough to be racist in public, I would assume. Have you done it? What?
I can't. I'm trying to get
Don't do it, right? We'll end it there.
I put it in at the end.
Oh, won't need a PC. What fucking world are you living on? These stupid gadgets. I will always need a PC. We'll choose a PC over this worthless piece of shit every time. Even my smartphone is completely shit compared to my PC. Speak for yourself. And that's from Israel Rulers.
Zionist. Right, let's go.
Okay, cheers, guys.
Thank you.
Bye.
Ciao.
The Walton Chiefs Podcast.